I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. India and China are both emerging economic powers. Sometimes that means the two nations are competing against each other on the global stage. This rivalry is evident right now in an unlikely place, the Maldives. The country is composed of 1,200 islands scattered in the northern Indian Ocean. It's better known as a honeymooner's paradise than as a battleground for regional power. But India and China are jockeying for influence there, as Lily Jamali reports.
Here in the Maldives' capital, Malé, there's a new embassy in town. China is the first and only country outside of South Asia with a delegation in the country. With fewer than 400,000 people, the Maldives ranks just 179th in the world for GDP. But the Chinese love it for a variety of reasons. The Chinese now make up the biggest segment of tourists in the Maldives, where almost 30% of the economy depends on tourism. But the country's beautiful beaches aren't the only draw for the Chinese. The opening of the Chinese embassy came just 2 days before the Maldives hosted a gathering of the 8 South Asian leaders last month.
The President of the Republic of Maldives, His Excellency Mr. Mohamed Nasheed.
For the next year, Nasheed will head SARC, short for the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation.
Sri Lanka, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Maldives. I believe that Asia and South Asia in particular is becoming more powerful and more prominent than any time in our history. I believe that the future is ours to shape.
That's heady talk, but SARC isn't talked about much in the rest of the world. Even here, some people question its effectiveness as a forum for its members. In theory, SARC works somewhat like the European Union, facilitating cooperation on issues like security, trade, and development. It's not always easy with rivals like India and Pakistan in the same room, so it was no small feat when China was added to the mix as an observer 5 years ago. In a short address at the end of the gathering, China's vice foreign minister reminded his neighbors of their historical connection.
China and the South Asian countries have been long linked by a common destiny and stood together through thick and thin. Friendly contacts date back more than 2,000 years. Sharing common borders, nearly 5,000 kilometers long and combined population of over 40% of world's total.
Some experts say China has its eye on the Maldives as it tries to gain improved access to SARC. D.S. Rajan at the Chennai Center for China Studies says China's interest in the Maldives is tied to the tiny country's location. China wants to protect its goods as they pass through the Indian Ocean. But the Maldives' leadership of SARC might also play a role.
SARC has got the potential to grow in spite of the tensions.
And I personally believe that there may be the China's aim is to improve its influence in SARC through Maldives, possibly. Being nice to Maldives, by giving economic assistance.
China's reported efforts to be upgraded to dialogue partner have so far failed, and experts say India has a lot to do with that. India considers South Asia its turf. Prime Minister Manmohan Singh made that clear during a state visit to the Maldives just after the SARC summit.
This is our extended neighborhood. We wish to work with the Maldives and other like-minded countries to ensure peace and prosperity in the Indian Ocean region.
Mr. Singh's visit was the first by an Indian premier in nearly a decade. Pakyasothi Saravanamuttu, executive director of the Center for Policy Alternatives in Sri Lanka, says India wants to create a buffer against rising Chinese influence in the region.
The Indians want to remind the Chinese that they are the preeminent regional power and that they will lose no time in asserting and projecting that influence within the region in order to, in turn, serve notice to both the people in the region as well as to the Chinese that they are the power to be reckoned with.
The Maldives is reaping the benefits of this rivalry. Prime Minister Singh promised a $100 million line of credit, And the two countries also signed a security pact. It's a possible dig at other countries in the region like Pakistan and Sri Lanka, which have taken significant Chinese loans, especially for the building of new ports. Saravanamuttu says India suspects China of investing their way into the region in an attempt to envelop India economically and maybe more.
The worst Indian fears are that the Chinese are trying to establish a military presence in South Asia, and they're using these ports in all of these countries as military ports, potential naval ports, which will constitute a string of pearls to contain India. So it is a new balance of power that could be emerging with India and the United States on one side and the Chinese on the other.
Although no ports are planned here in the Maldives, more cooperation with India is in the works, including a literal link, a ferry service between the two countries. The Maldives might be small, but this vacation destination is making the most of its time in the sun. For The World, I'm Lily Jamali in the Maldives.
Lily Jamali's reporting in the Maldives was supported by the South Asian Journalists Association. You can find more of Lily's reporting and see some of her photos from the Maldives at theworld.org.